You are listening to 89.1 WEMU, and I'd like to welcome to our studios Ruth Lebneiser. And Ruth is the program director at the Michigan Theater. She is sitting in for the vacationing Russ Collins today for something we call Cinema Chat. And welcome. Thank you so much for coming in. I do appreciate it.
I love coming. This is a great time to get up in the morning.
Yeah, I bet. A little facetiousness to start the day. In any case, Art House Theater Day is coming up at the Michigan Theater, and this is a rather special event.
It is. It's our first one that we're doing, and actually the Michigan Theater founded a group called Art House Convergence, which is a group of about 600 art house cinemas around actually the world now, and we get together throughout the year to share best practices, but we created something called Art House Theater Day, kind of like Record Store Day. Like Record Store Day. And it's a chance for the community to really think about what their art house theater does, the role we play in the community, the kind of films that we bring. So we have four different films playing that day. It's going to be on September 24th, a Saturday, at the Michigan Theater. We have, starting at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, some films for kids. But then we also have Danny Says, which is a documentary we showed 2 years ago at Cinetopia about the music business and someone who was really instrumental in discovering the Ramones and a lot of other really great...
Some say there would be no punk rock without him.
Yes, yes. And then we also have some two other films that we're going to be showing, restorations of Time Bandits by Terry Gilliam and Phantasm, if you like horror movies. It's their restorations, really beautifully done. We're going to have some giveaways. We'll have all kinds of swag. And it's really a chance to come and celebrate the role that the Michigan and State Theaters play in Ann Arbor.
I think that's going to be a great day. Again, that is Saturday, September 24th. More immediately, there's a movie opening called Little Men at the Art House, and I think it's great.
Yeah, actually, and we showed this at this year's Cinetopia. It was a huge hit. It's a really, it's heartwarming. It's really about two young boys who meet when one of them moves to Brooklyn with his parents. They live in the same building. They become good friends, but then the parents have a rift over the rent, and it's a kind of it's a story of how parents are human and flawed, and kids, this friendship between the boys is threatened by the rift between the parents, but it's really an accurate look at life, but it's really beautifully done.
I'm looking forward to that one. Now, something I'm not looking forward to, but I know that most people are. You know, I love Star Trek about as much as I love Star Wars, and today happens to be the 50th anniversary of Star Trek.
Yes, it does.
And so you have a special showing this weekend.
Well, we do. We're opening a movie called For the Love of Spock, and it's actually a...
What if it doesn't exist for you?
Well, you don't have to come see it. We have lots of other movies you'll really enjoy. It's done, actually, by Leonard Nimoy's son. He did a documentary about growing up with his father, Leonard Nimoy, and growing up with Spock because he was such a big part of the house. And it has interviews with family and friends and William Shatner and the whole crew of the Starship Enterprise. Even Neil deGrasse Tyson is in the film. But if you love Star Trek and you love Leonard Nimoy, you have to come see this.
But it
film.
Also sounds like there is an emotional and deeply human component to
absolutely.
This. And
absolutely.
So that actually appeals to me more.
And
so
it's one of a number of documentaries we have coming up. We have a documentary about Frank Zappa opening at the State.
One of my favorites.
See, you'll enjoy that.
Yeah.
See, if you don't like Spock, go see Frank Zappa. This is Frank Zappa in his own words, and it's a documentary that has a lot of really interesting archival footage about his life. And then we also have a film opening up next week. We get to open it earlier than anyone else on Thursday the 15th, which is Beatles, 8 days a week. And this is Ron Howard is doing the first ever approved autobiography, authorized documentary about the Beatles, and it's their early years when they came to New York.
When they actually toured America.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't do that for very long.
Right.
I think they stopped by 66 or 67.
Right. And this is actually from 62 to 66.
Right.
And it has interviews with the family members. It had interviews with the existing Beatles, the ones who were still alive. And it has some amazing archival footage, including footage of their Shea Stadium concert. It's anxiously awaited. We haven't seen it. No one's really seen much in the way of trailers. But Ron Howard always does things well, so we're quite confident you'll enjoy it.
And certainly when it comes to music, there's not much bigger than the Beatles.
Or the Stones.
I'm more of a Stones person myself, but there are a lot of folks who disagree with me wholeheartedly. There's some special screenings downtown as well, if you're so inclined.
Yeah, we actually have another movie we are opening, I do want to share, is Morris from America, which was another Cinetopia hit. This has Craig Robinson, who you may remember from The Office.
Right.
He stars as a father, a single father, who moves his son Morris to Germany. They take a job and he moves over, and his son fancies himself to be a big rap star. So trying to fit into Germany as an African-American budding rap star, It's funny, but it's really...
Well, he's a funny guy. Yeah,
yeah, and the kid who's in it, the kid who plays Morris Marquis Christmas, it's his breakout performance. I mean, this kid does an amazing job, but it's really fun. Again, we're really lucky here in Ann Arbor with Cinetopia because we've had a chance to see a number of these films, but we get to bring them back for a wider audience.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside Michigan Theater Program Director Ruth Lebneiser. She's filling in for Russ Collins today. And then there's this post-apocalyptic movie that everybody seemed to love that, again, was completely lost on me, but it's hugely popular.
Yeah, we do our midnight movies at the State, and as many of you know, the State will be closing soon for renovation.
Right.
So one of the last midnights that you'll get to go do at the State will be this Saturday. We're showing Mad Max Fury Road on midnight at the State Theater. Come on down, experience the State as it is now, because next time you sit there, well, we'll be open for a week or two more, but then when you reopen next year, it will be beautiful. It will have comfortable seats. It'll have an elevator. You'll love it.
Mad Max was one of those things that came out and actually won critical praise, and everybody seemed to love it, even those who weren't necessarily fascinated with the genre, and it was a complete surprise to me, but it is apparently a really good movie. I actually dismissed it
because I thought, oh, it's a remake, and then it got Oscar nominated. Yeah, right. It's worthy of the Oscar nominations. It's really great. And it's got Charlize Theron and Tom Hardy, who everyone loves. So,
well, if you were going to cast a character to play one of the nation's great heroes, you probably can't go wrong by saying, Tom Hanks, you're my guy.
I know. Can you imagine? Here you are, Jesse Sullenberger, the pilot Sully, who managed to land the aircraft in the Hudson River back in 2009. They say, oh, we're going to make...
All 155 passengers survived.
Right.
When they had no business surviving.
Right. So here's this guy who's this amazing pilot and does this feat of, you know, amazing air, you know, flying, and he lands in the Hudson River, and they say, we're going to make a movie of your life. Oh, and by the way, it's going to star Tom Hanks. You're kind of going to feel good about yourself and how you're perceived.
Exactly right. But, he was a public hero immediately.
Yes, yes.
But there was a lot of behind the scenes, a lot of turmoil, a lot of conflict, and a lot of investigation into his practice as a pilot.
Yes.
Yeah, so it wasn't as easy as it seems. Yeah, and Tom Hanks, he's just perfect for that kind of thing. So Sully opens this weekend at the Multiplex. What else do we have?
Well, I do want to say at the Michigan Theater, if you're around on Sunday at 1 o'clock, we actually have our Young Filmmakers Camp screening. It's free to the public. You get to see some really talented work done by the kids who are part of our three different weeks of our film camp this summer. If you get a chance, come on down at 1 o'clock on Sunday.
That's fun.
At the Multiplex, we also have something called the Disappointments Room, starring Kate Beckinsale. It kind of feels like it's in time for Halloween, which I know is a little ways away, but it's one of these haunted house, scary things. It's not my cup of tea because I hate being scared in movies, but it looked really frightening, and it's gotten reviews as such as well.
Well, very good.
When the Bow Breaks, which is
Suspense thriller.
It's a suspense thriller. It feels like it kind of came out of Lifetime in a way, where it's the couple who they hire a surrogate, and the surrogate's going to have their child for
them.
Who goes
absolutely nuts then.
And seduces the husband. And yeah, but it stars Regina Taylor in a really good cast, and it's getting good reviews. So if you like that kind of thing.
And what about The Wildlife?
The Wildlife is an animated feature, so it's a chance for kids to go and see kind of Robinson Crusoe arriving on this wild island and living amongst the other creatures on the island.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Robinson Crusoe was mandatory reading when I was a kid.
Exactly.
So there's a lot of movie options, and once again, the State Theater, this is your one of your last weeks, if not the last, to get to the theater and see a movie there before it closes, is renovated, and will reopen in grand fashion.
It will. It will open summer 2017. Instead, we'll have four theaters instead of two, and comfortable seats, and we're going to make a big announcement next week about where we are in the whole campaign as well.
Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you. I appreciate it,
and we'll look forward to a future visit. That is Ruth Lebneiser. She is Program Director of the Michigan Theater, filling in for Russ Collins, who will return for Cinema Chat next week on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.